Okay. So we're going to do a sugya about mistakes. If you have a mistake in laning, if the laner makes a mistake in his laning, so for what mistakes he has to be corrected and what mistakes he doesn't have to be corrected. Okay? Fine. So I guess... So it turns out the Bavli, there's no Gemara on this, really. There's Yerushalmis. There's no Bavli. I don't know if you guys look at the Ketzel Mishnah, he brings down some of Yerushalmis.
I
thought
the Gemara was
what?
I thought the
Gemara was... You want to talk about it also? Oh, maybe it does. Yeah. So, yeah. So I guess we'll start with the tour. Okay? It's kind of interesting. I was, I learned with my brother. So, we were looking for a sugya to do or something. So, he kind of mentioned that since he's a Valkorian nowadays. So he figured he might as well try to go through some relevant sugyas to Valkoris. You know, laning, whatever. So, if you want to do that, the most efficient way to do it is to go to the tour. Okay, because, I mean, yeah, you can find sugyas on laning, you know? Like, basically, if you find the relevant simanim, you know, which I guess is the easiest way to do that is the Mishnah Berura, you know, because Shulchan Aruch has the table of contents, you know? And then you go to the Simon, but, most of them don't. Some of them do, but if they do, they're the annoying ones, like, you can't, they're hard to read. You know, but I don't think they even have them. But the Shulchan Aruch has the table of contents written, you know? Yeah, in the back here it has it, but it's really annoying. The Shulchan Aruch is the best way, the table of contents. You find the Simon, whatever. Or you can even find some from the Shulchan Aruch, and then you look at the Torah, and the Torah basically, if it does, he brings down all the Rishonim on any topic. You know, the basic issues in the Rishonim. And then the Beis Yosef basically really brings down all the Rishonim on the topic. You know, brings the Gemara, all the Gemara, basically brings down all the Gemaras, quotes for you all the Gemaras and all the Rishonim. You know, Rashi, Tosis, Raz, Rashba, I mean, it brings down everything. So, you know, if you, it's kind of a different way to do a sugya, especially with the halachic sugya. You want to learn a sugya, which is the halacha, you can start it, you know, you don't know where a Gemara is necessarily. You can go from the Torah, you get all the Gemaras from going to the Torah on Beis Yosef. So, that's kind of what we've been doing. We're using the Torah as our starting point.
Would that
yeah. It would have for any sugya. It depends what kind of sugya you're doing. If you're doing a question about Shor, like Arba was and Ezekiel, it's not going to do it. You know, but if you want to know, if you're doing a practical sugya, you want to know, like, some of the, you know, to go through a practical sugya to find the Gemaras and the Rishonim. You know, it depends, you know, if it's isolated. I mean, certain areas are all over the place and they don't lend themselves to that. But, yeah, but a limited practical sugya, that's a good, you know. So it's good to be familiar with them. It's the kind of thing you want to do sometimes. You don't know how to, you know, get started. The Torah really, you get all your sources, a lot of sources in the Torah, basically. Okay. So, I mean, the Shulchan Aruch was based on the Torah. The Torah basically broke it up. Yeah, he made up the Siman. He made up the Arba Turim. So,
Chosh Mishpah, Aruch Chaim.
Same exact thing, yeah. Yeah. Shulchan Aruch is, Beis Yosef is the Mechaber, you know? He's the same guy as Shulchan Aruch in the Ketzel Mishnah. He's the same guy, Yosef Karo. And he basically, in the Beis Yosef, he goes at length, you know, bringing them all the Sugyas and all the Gemaras, basically, you know, of the Torah. And then his summary, his conclusions are in the Mechaber. So he wrote his Mechaber, basically, okay, the Beis Yosef is a huge work, and the Torah brings down all the Rishonim, Beis Yosef brings down all the Sugyas, but okay, what's the punchline? So he wrote, basically, each Siman, he basically wrote down his conclusions. And the Ramah, you know, added in whatever. So it's basically, totally follows the Siman of the, you know, so the Shulchan Aruch follows the Siman of the Torah. Okay? Yeah, it's like it's long work and a short work, basically. You know. Okay. So, it's very good. If you ever do an area in Shulchan Aruch, it's always it's a good idea to do the Torah. I mean, basically it's a little long, but it's a good idea anyways. You know, you have to figure out your timing, but certainly look at the Torah, it's good. Okay, because of Baal Manik. So the Baal Manik, right, wrote... So, I don't know. There's two choices. I think it's... I don't remember now. It's been a little bit. Some guy who... Someone who's a student... They want to say he's a student of the Raiva. His name is Rav Nassan. Avram Ben Nassan or Nassan Ben Avram. I don't know. Harokeach. Whatever.
He's the Rokeach.
No. Right. Someone, I saw someone quoting in the name of the Ravya, I think. So I don't know, whatever. The Balamonic. He's not a big name, but he's a Talmud. I think it's Talmud of the Ravya. So Balamonic says, in Tala Kore, or Chazan HaMakro, so So if the reader or the chazan. So it was the reader or the chazan. So again, the way it used to be, the way laning used to be was that whoever would get called up for the aliyah would lane. So you have seven guys, right? And you call up a kohen, and the kohen would make a bracha, and he'd lane. Call the Levi, and he'd lane. Call the Israel, he'd lane. Each guy would lane, and everyone knew it. Everyone knew how to lane. Everyone knew the Torah. You know, that's one thing that used to be. Now, another thing used to be is, and this will become relevant at some point, but another thing used to be is that they used to have one bracha. The guy who would get kohen would make the first bracha, Asher Bracha Bani Kohanim, you know. Then the Shvi guy would make the final bracha. There'd be one bracha before the beginning of the whole Kriyas Torah and one bracha at the end of the whole Kriyas Torah. Okay?
Seven people
would come up, they'd come up and they just pick up. They wouldn't make brachas. That would be, it's all one continuous activity, so you know, new guys or whatever, but it wouldn't be new brachas. But then there's a gezerah, it's Mar Megillah, I think. There's a gezerah that some guy may walk in the middle of the laning, and you may think that there's no bracha before laning. Or you may walk in and you may leave early and you may think there's no bracha at the end. So in order to avoid that problem, they set up that you have a bracha for each guy before and after. Funny. I'll do it again. And maybe we'll get to it. I'm kind of going through these sigils. I'm not sure where we'll go this week and see how things will live on, you know. But it's interesting. Right? It's funny. It's funny to have a shot.
Strange reason.
Okay, so let him think that. Big deal. When he goes to shul and he gets called up for an aliyah, he's not going to, you know.
He's leaving early.
Yeah, and the whole thing is. And anyways, what's the problem practically? So what's going to happen? So if he gets Shvi ever, they'll tell you, hey, buddy, make your bracha. You know, like, can't exactly do this in private, so it's easy enough to do it in shul anyway. So what's. The whole thing is hard to understand, but whatever, that's the fact. So they introduced about every guy, every olah makes a bracha. And also they introduced is that they didn't have, not everyone knows how to lane, and you have various people who don't know how to lane. So therefore, basically, in order to prevent that, they, basically they said, they set up a chazan, bal kore, like what we have nowadays. It's not clear, actually, I forgot who it was, but someone says, well, what's the big deal if you have people who don't know how to lane? So, learn how to lane. Be a good incentive to lane, and if not, don't get an aliyah. So, like, why is that so bad? He said, no, it doesn't mean that. It means a guy will say he knows how to lane, even though he doesn't know how to lane, and will end up messing it up. And people don't really know. We're not so worried about the guy being embarrassed who sits down and doesn't do it. We're worried about the guy who doesn't really know it, but gets called up and pretends he knows it. So, whatever. Okay, so the point is, so here when the Rambam says, "Tal ha kore o hachazin hamakro," so he says whether it's the kore, which is I guess the aliyah, or the chazan who reads for him, you know, which means the guy like the nowadays version, the chazan bal kore.
Does anybody hope he actually reads for him?
You mean what? You don't read along with him?
You don't read along.
I don't know. Let's leave that alone. Okay. Tov shlo lagia alav al shegosav rab. It's better that you don't correct him for his mistakes in public. It's always in public. Shlo lahal b'panav, so you don't embarrass him. Okay. The afal pisha ta'aba, that's his ikriya. Because even though you make a mistake, he's still yotzei. The isa b'medrash, shem kara le'aharon haron. You leave off the first letter of Aharon. Aharon, yotzei. The Medrash says, if you read Aaron, Aaron, a Yotzei, so you see apparently you make a mistake, you're still Yotzei. So therefore, but if instead of the word Aharon, you say Haron, still Yotzei. The Medrash says that. So he says, since that's the case, so if you make a mistake, you're still Yotzei. So you're better off not to embarrass the guy. So while you want to go, let's keep it there, right? Better not to embarrass him. Okay? Don't embarrass him publicly. Yotzei anyway is not embarrassing. Okay? Funny kind of reason. Any kind of reason. Fine. The Rambam Zalkas of Kora Vita'a feel vidikta goes achas machzirinasa. Achikan vidikta. The Rambam says if you read it and you make a mistake, even in one pronunciation, in a diktik, the fine points of one letter, you have to make him go back until he to correct them, until he reads it properly. So it doesn't seem the Rambam's too embarrassing the guy. Okay? So it sounds like the Balmanu was a nice guy and he was very concerned about the guy's feelings, and Rama was a little less, you know. So I guess the question is, what are we talking about? What kind of mistakes? Okay, what kind of text are you talking about?
We know what kind of text Rama
talks about. Rama's saying, I didn't say, what kind of text Rama is talking about?
Right.
So Mr. Buddha says, and I think the Beis Yosef says it also, that the Baal Ma'an is talking about a mistake where it doesn't change the meaning. Yeah, like if you look at the Beis Yosef here, because in the previous siman it says the reason why, and I was talking about before, is the reason why you don't have everybody reading, you don't let everybody read, is because you can have a guy who doesn't really know how to lane, and he's going to try to lane, and then people are like, you're not going to be Yotze, because you're going to mess it up. You're not going to be Yotze. So it seems from there that a mistake is ma'akev, right? And the Torah brings that down. So how here is the Torah saying that you're yotze if you make a mistake? When he says in the previous sermon that you're not yotze if you make a mistake. So the Beis Yosef asks the question, and he answers, one answer he says is only b'diavad, the Rosh is talking about l'chachila. B'diavad you're yotze, b'diavad is l'chachila. But it's hard, because I mean the thing there says, the enati were yotze mikriyasa, they're not yotze. The not yotze sounds like not yotze. Sounds like a mistake. You're really not yotze. So the second answer is he says the Balamanik is talking about a mistake which doesn't change the meaning, but the Rosh is talking about something which does. Well, the Rosh who says that you won't be yotze.
Oh, he's quoting the
Torah. Torah quoted the Rosh. Okay. So not yotze. And that's where a mistake which changes the meaning. But the Balamanik is a mistake which doesn't change the meaning. And it's mustaver. I mean, it's hard to say that the Balamanik is saying is if you're going to read a thing like they say a mistake, for instance. One of the mistakes today is like is chela b'chalevimo or b'chalevimo. No, b'chalevimo or chelevimo. So b'chalevimo is the milk of b'chalev shell is b'chalev, but b'chelevimo is the fats of his mother. So it means two totally different things.
Right.
You know, so there are certain words which, if you change it, means something else, and it's hard to say. That if you read it and you do that, you're not Yotze, you're still Yotze. I mean, that's not good Torah. I mean, you're totally butchering the whole thing. It doesn't even mean the same thing. So, as an example of Haron, Haron is a little bit funny. I mean, you could say it changes the meaning, because there's no name Haron.
But doesn't
mean it doesn't mean. Right. And I think Shah is also Haron, a name is a reference to a guy. So Haron is clearly a reference to the same guy. So it means the same thing. The name doesn't mean anything, it's just a reference to someone. So there's a reference to the same guy. So he pronounced it Haron Haron. It's a clear reference to one guy. So it's Valmonic. So I'm sure he's talking about it's a mistake, which doesn't change the meaning of the word. It doesn't change the meaning of the word. It's the Yotze anyways. So now, look, I guess I'll feel you should do it better, but don't correct the guy. You're going to embarrass him. Right? And the Rambam says, should correct him. Should correct him. That's a good question. From the Rambam, do you say that if you hold you not Yotze, because then that would be Machlokas?
Right.
I mean, the Torah holds, the Rambam holds you Yotze if you make a mistake, then for the correct Rambam holds you not Yotze. It's not clear. Not clear. I mean, you could say that, but then the question would be why you not Yotze if it means the same thing. You could say it's Machlokas, like, your blaming has to be 100% perfect, otherwise you're not Yotze. You could see that. We have to look at the Rambam, I guess. So that's where we got. Right, we have to look at the Rambam. So let's look at the Rambam. So it says, so the Rambam is. So I guess the question was Machlokas, right? That's ultimately what we're at it for. So the Rambam is Perikid Hilchos Tefillah, Perikid Beis Halacha Vav. And one thing which I think is. Very interesting about this halacha is the seeming unrelatedness of all the halachas in the halacha. Okay, the halacha is comprised of four different halachas, which seemingly have nothing to do with one another. Okay, I mean the Rambam just introduced basically the brachas of Darach and the laning, and now he brings in some. He just finished talking about the brachas before and after the laning. And now he says, "Ein hakore rashoi likos b'torah achiyachlam in piyatzivu." So the reader is not allowed, the laner is not allowed to start laning until the tzibur finishes saying amen. Okay? What do you think about that?
Seems
obvious. Okay, so first of all, why not? So I mean, you could say, well, because they're not going to hear, right? Why is that? Because they're not going to hear. So you could say that, because they're not going to hear. And they bring in Sheikh Al Mishtamoy, something like that. But it's a, first of all, it's a funny lashon. I mean, you could say that. There are Rishonim who learn that way. But it's a funny lashon. He's not allowed. Again, that's a funny way to say that. You know, he's not allowed to. You know, he's not allowed to. He just, he shouldn't do it because you're not going to be able to say the thing. I mean,
right.
And I just like funny. Like, it's a funny type of way to say that. But I mean, look, there are those who say that. I mean, that's what it means. But I'm just saying it's, okay, fine. Kara, fine. So that's one thing. So you're not allowed to start until the tzibur begins, right? until the tzibur finishes on it. Okay, a new thing. Kara, v'ta'a, filo v'dikta goes achas. If you're reading and you make a mistake, even in one dikta, in one letter, matzir nosa, achikana v'dikta. So you return him back until he reads it properly. Okay? Okay, does it say, he doesn't say lo yatsa or yatsa. But he does say matzir nosa, so it means you have to make him go back. Does that mean l'chachil yatsa v'matzir him? Or does it mean even b'dievet you're not yatsa? He doesn't say. Okay? He still doesn't say. Okay? So again, so far that doesn't really seem to have anything to do with the idea you're supposed to wait to start learning until you say Amen, right? Okay? The Lo Yikru Shnayim B'Torah, Ela Echad Levada. You shouldn't have two guys laning. Only one guy should lane. Simultaneously. Okay? It doesn't mean you can't switch off, but you should have two guys laning simultaneously. You should have only one guy. Okay? What? Shouldn't have two guys laying?
Harmony.
Huh? Harmony, yes, yeah, shouldn't be a choir.
According to the other Rishonim.
Okay. So again, that also doesn't seem to have anything to do with this. Right? Don't have two laners? Okay, fine, so two laners. Check out the Mishnah, I guess. But what does that do with this thing, you know?
Yeah.
And then he has, this is interesting. Kara, and this is actually an Achalkas, but Kara Vinishtatek. Let's say you're laning, the guy's laning, and he becomes quiet. He can't continue for whatever reason. Okay? So the Valkore can't continue laning. Well, let's say the guy's laning can't continue. Yamod Acher Tachtov, so another guy stands up in his stead, in his place. Yaskil Imakom Shehiskil Orishon, and he starts from the same place that the first guy started, back to the beginning of the Aliyah. Shehiskil Orishon Shehiskil Umevarech Basav. And he only makes a bracha then. But the bracha before, apparently he relies on the first guy's bracha.
Even though he's going back,
he's somehow going on the first guy's bracha. Which is strange. How does that work? First guy's bracha is first guy's bracha. Yeah, right. If you continue, then it would be one thing. Then you'll say, well, you're just picking up, you're continuing, it's tag team, whatever. Once you're going back to the beginning, you're probably saying the first guy's thing was nothing. So now I have to go back to the beginning, you know. Saying is, like I said, if you, the Ram holds it, you go back to the beginning of the Aliyah. So why do you go back to the beginning? Why not just pick up where the Aliyah left off? So apparently he holds that the first guy's thing doesn't work.
What is this correct to?
Oh, if the guy's laning, and the one guy's laning, and he becomes silent. He can't continue.
Oh.
For whatever reason. So your new guy gets up there and takes his place. So in theory, you should say, pick up where he left off.
Right.
But you don't. You have to go back to the beginning. So you go to the beginning and imply that the first guy's was nothing. Then you should have to make a new bracha. But it's not true. You use his bracha, and he doesn't make an end bracha. I mean, you use his bracha, and then you make a bracha at the end. So most Rishonim say that you should make a new bracha. So most Rishonim, you have to make a new bracha. You can't just rely.
Where are these issues being discussed in Yerushalmi?
This thing is Yerushalmi. Yishami actually gets into why it is that you can't just pick up where he left off. So it's because if you pick up where he left off, people are going to say that the first half has Bracha Rishon and doesn't have Bracha Achrona, and the second half has Bracha Achrona and Bracha Rishon. So therefore you have to basically go back to the beginning. Okay. Fine. So again, this doesn't seem to have anything to do with, I mean, I guess it's kinda, I made a mistake or he stopped or whatever, but it doesn't really seem to be related to the whole thing that's going on. Right? It's okay. You can't say to wait for Amen. Wait for Amen. If you make a mistake, you go back. You can't have two laners. And if you make a mistake, then you, pinch hitter. Okay? Fine. So that's wrong. So okay, fine. So the question is, fine. So that's a side point. So what's the basic machlokas here? So we don't know if the Rambam holds ma'akev or not, right? Yeah, I'll show you. So the Kesef Mishnah brings down some explanations. The Ramah, who wants to explain the Rambam, he says the Rambam gets it from Yishalmi, because Yishalmi says, how do you know the Tirgum that you have to do Tirgum? Tirgum is they used to, along with Leni, they used to do the Aramaic translation. The Torah is about that. So how do you know? It's a Tuchsev, Leigru Sefer Torah's Moshe, the Gomer. As all possible, Mefuru is their Targum. So it learns that from Pasuk, and I think it's in Ezra, I think, I'm not sure. The Amar of Yonah, Afagav de Itmar, in a Tirgum Ma'akev. So Tirgum isn't Ma'akev. If you don't do Tirgum, you still get the Yotze learning. But still, Ta'am Atzirun. So if you make a mistake in Tirgum, you have to correct them. Right? So it says, even though it's not Ma'akev, still you have to correct them. So he says, the culture came the Diktuk, the Yotfina Namekra, so it says Diktuk also. This is the reading itself. Even Tirgum itself, even though it's not Ma'akev, you don't have a mistake. So even if you want to tell me Diktuk isn't Ma'akev, still you have to make him go back. So it seems like he's learning that the Ram is not saying it's Ma'akev, because it's Diktuk is saying isn't Ma'akev. It's like Tirgum is a Ma'akev. The fact you have to make him go back is not necessarily because it's Ma'akev.
Why is it?
I don't know. Because why not? Embarrassing, I don't know. You just say, because that's how he gets it. He doesn't say anything about embarrassing him. Say, since it's not my kid, don't embarrass the guy.
Why do you go back to Tirgum? Is it
your family said? No.
You didn't
think so. It's also, by the way, the Babalamani brings this thing from the Medrash, which says, Haron, Aaron is Yatzah, you know? So the question is, do Rama have that Medrash? But they saw, the Aruch HaShulchan says, the Medrash is talking about a different thing. It's like taking it out of context a little bit. So you could just say the Rama doesn't hold by it. It's not clear. Okay, fine. That's another one for it. He says another proof. He says the proof because the halacha is that the Rambam has this also. But in Gilla, the halacha is ein medaktik im b'tel yoseha. You're going to be ben Yehudim le Yehudim. Okay, so in Gilla, if you make a mistake, if you pronounce it Yehudim or Yehudim, you're not medaktik. Doesn't matter. You don't correct the guy. Okay, but the implication is that in Leining you do. Leining you do. So that's a kasha of the Malamani, because he says you never medaktik, and that doesn't change the meaning of the word. Yudim, yudim. So it seems like it's only by laning that you know, it's only by Megillah you don't have to worry about it. But by right, but by Torah it seems you do. And the biggest raya, and it's funny they don't bring this in, but Kesmish should bring this later. It says Ta'abin table to table machzira. So if you make a mistake between words, you have to make them go back. Afilu Ta'abin im leve'im. Even instead of im, you say ve'im. Certain places means im is an if. If and if. So certain psukim start with the ve'im, certain they with the im. So it means the same thing. So it says still, look at what Yishalmi says. The Gemara says, you really have to make them go back? It says, yeah, you do. And it tells the story of a guy, you know, how they did. So, I mean, that's open. I mean, that just sounds like drama, right? It's open. It's the thing. Yeah, so they go back. I'm not sure he does any of these. So maybe we could explain how he does some of them at some point. But that one's a hard one. I mean, that's open. And the other one, Megillah, is a kind of agable, you know. Tirgum is, I mean, you could argue they're different, but I mean, this just seems to be an open thing. Okay, so the question is fine. So, and he also wants to say, Rinov says, because you say, if you say the Torah, kol Torah kol min ha-shamayim, every except one letter, you're like a kofar. If you say that one letter is off, then you're like a kofar. So he says, that's what he's saying, is you can't just say one letter. One letter off is a problem. Oh, wait, there's one other thing here. Oh, yeah, this is the thing, like Kriya Shema. There's a Rambam like Kriya Shema that you have to be medaktik. There's a halacha that by that it says in the Kriya Shema based class, it's sarach ledaktik b'elsiyosah. You have to be medaktik, very careful about the letters. And lo diktik yatsa. But if you don't, then you're yisliyosah. Okay, so Kriya Shema. And kids are medaktik. He says maybe all the shmanos and the shmanachs and whatever. He says all the different things. You know, you have to be careful. So he says there, you're still yotzeh. If you don't, you have to be careful. If you don't, you're still yotzeh. Ramos by leaning, you have to correct the guy.
And
You're yotze. Yeah, yotze. You have to be medaktik, but if you don't, you're not medaktik, you're still yotze. Right? So the question, I'm not saying, it's not clear, but I mean, if you say it by Kriyashma, you're yotze, even if you're not medaktik, so you're going to say by leaning on hold, you have to be medaktik, you know, it's ma'akev, you're not yotze. And you would see, and there's somewhat of an indication that the Ramahol, you're still yotze by leaning. You could just say leaning and Kriyashma are different, but by leaning, there's a specific halacha that you have to be medaktik. So why? So why you? Yeah, by Kriyashma. By Kriyashma, you have to be medaktik. So why are you yotze if you're not medaktik? Apparently, because it doesn't change the meaning of the word. So look, you read Kriyashma. Look, did you read perfectly? No, it wasn't perfect. But you tried to do it perfectly, but look, bottom line is Kriya is Kriya. Still did Kriya, you still read the Shema. So it seemed, therefore, if that's the case, that by leaning, you could argue the same thing. You did Kriya. They're both Kriya. I mean, it's hard to say you didn't do the Kriya. Unless you'll say, you'd argue in the Rambam, the Rambam holds that no, that every single letter is. If you didn't do every single letter perfect, that's not Kriya. If you see by Kriya Shema, it's Kriya. So I'm not saying you can't be Michalik, but, you know. Yeah. Alrighty. Yeah, so one more thing on this, the Kolbo. So the Kolbo says, the Beis Yosef quotes him. I think he's a Rishon on the Kolbo, right? Does anyone know?
Yeah.
You know who he is?
Not really.
So he says, Kosov al Kolbo. So the Beis Yosef quotes us. So he's from the Rama, right? That if you make a mistake in one, even in one letter, you have to go to make and go back. That's the kore who makes a bracha. Aval halachazan in lachash in lo kara b'diktok. So the chazan, you don't have to worry if he doesn't read it properly. So what's he talking about? What does he mean? Korah. You mean the guy who makes the bracha like
the Ola?
The Ola? But how does anyone know whether he made a mistake? So I think he means that the guy who, if the guy lands, you know, if the guy gets like back in the day, let's say, the guy who lands, that guy, he makes a bracha on him, you have to go and go back. But the chazan nowadays, who doesn't make a bracha, so you don't have to correct him. Okay, he says. So basically, he says, "Ein tam b'dvarav." There's no svara in what he's saying. The kriyas b'tzibur k'takana lo talya b'bracha. Who cares? They say bracha. It sounds as if it's because of the bracha. At that then, the guy who made the yadeli actually made a bracha. So since he made the bracha, so therefore you have to correct him. But nowadays, that the chazan isn't the guy who makes the bracha, so therefore don't worry about it. He says, "Shabim mechach my talmud shal yirishon mevarach bracha rishonu v'achron bracha achrona." Back in the days of the Gemara, when just one guy, the first guy and the seventh guy made a bracha, Hayala Adas, all you might be the Mikris and Sayan, is that you can say the middle guys didn't say brachas, they didn't care about their mistakes. He says, who cares about brachas? Doesn't do with bracha. So fine, but then here also, because here the no, but the first guy made the bracha. No, it's the first, the guy who got the Aliyah made a bracha. I understand that, but the chazan's leaning is going for like what's the leaning of the guy who got when you get an aliyah? So where you're making a bracha? Where's your leaning? So well, it's the chazan's leaning. But it has to be allowed. It has to be betzibor. So, but you're still he's your shliach. The chazan the bakore is your shliach.
His kriya isn't the kriya that the bracha is going on.
Presumably it is.
Then why do I have to lean along with it? Why
that's a good question. It's a good question. Why you do? Not sure, but either way, I mean, it's not you're not doing kriyas Torah. He's saying he's trying to show that it does not totally in bracha. Mistakes have nothing to do with the bracha. Bracha, the two different issues. That's his question. Saying bracha is one question. He's supposed to make brachas on landing, and that's a separate question. Who makes a bracha? When you make a bracha? How you make a bracha? That's another question about mistakes. And you're going to say is back in the day there's a difference in mistakes. Mistakes are mistakes. You have to correct mistakes. You don't have to correct mistakes. Who cares whether you make a bracha or not? Back in the day, the first guy any different than the second guy, or third guy, fourth guy, seventh guy?
I don't think that is a truth, but you can say that they're amongst the bracha.
You could say that, I mean, but they're not making a bracha. Who cares amongst them?
They are, because they're included. That's how the seventh guy is making a bracha.
But you're not making a bracha. You're saying the bracha is
but
on your leaning?
How does that work?
Right, that's what he's saying. That is his question.
Okay. That doesn't prove.
He was saying that's ridiculous. He's saying that's ridiculous, though. He's saying that's ridiculous. To say that back then that made a difference, that they're definitely going to make a difference. So he's saying, since that's the case, bracha has nothing to do with it. So why is the base, why is the kollel bringing in bracha? Who cares whether they made a bracha or not?
Okay.
He says, Umihu afshar, this is the base Yosef, Umihu afshar l'kayim dvar v'tal she'en ha'mashmos mishtana. He says, it could be he's talking about a mistake which doesn't change the meaning. Whereas if it's a mistake which changes the meaning, so the base, it can't be that the kollel is saying, don't worry about it, let it slide. Can't be back then, the fifth, second, third, fourth guy let it slide, that's for sure. But he's talking about a mistake, doesn't change the meaning. But even that type of mistake, you have to make the guy who reads go back. Okay, but not, apparently, the chazan. Not the balkorei. But still, it doesn't really answer the question. Same problem. Same problem. So he's saying, it's talking about the type of mistake that the Rambam and the Balamanik are arguing about. The mistake doesn't change the meaning. Still, he's saying is that back when you're the guy, the korei, like back then, the guy who's korei, so him, if you made that mistake, you correct him. But nowadays, that you have the chazan, him you don't have to correct. Right? Well, the question is why not? What's the difference? Still, what's the difference? Who cares? Because this guy made a bracha, like I didn't make a bracha.
Here, what was the last part of that research?
He's saying is it must be it's talking about a mistake that doesn't change the meaning. And a mistake which doesn't change the meaning, you may have to still have to make the, you still have to make the bad, make the Baal Korah, the guy who reads, you know, the guy who gets an aliyah, if he would be the one, the guy who's making the bracha gets an aliyah, so him, you'd have to make him go back. But not, even if it doesn't change the meaning. But not the chazan. The Baal Korah not. And the chazan not. But why not? I mean, still, what's the difference? Still doesn't really answer the question, what's the difference? If anything, you'd argue that the guy who lanes nowadays, he's the expert. So if he makes a mistake, maybe he can go back. But back in the day, when they were just a slama guy making the bracha, then don't make him go back. You know? It's not anything. But altogether, I mean, it's hard to see what the difference is. Alright, so, but if he's the whole allegory of the three machlokas, the Rambam says you always correct mistakes, the Balamanik says, again, mistakes means it don't change the meaning. Ram says you always correct them, Balamanik says you never correct them, and the Kolbo says back then you did, back now you don't. Is, which side do you like? Which side's good here? Okay, why? It doesn't change the meaning. Shouldn't have to go back. Okay, what's an embarrassing thing? What's he talking about there? He says that you don't go make him go back because you don't embarrass him in public.
Oh, because it's not, you're not Yotze.
Right.
And there's a reason to say you shouldn't because of the embarrassment.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
So why should you?
Right. Right. So he's saying is, like, if you're not Yotze, not Yotze.
Right.
And you're worrying about embarrassing
him. You have to actually do it.
Right. But if you're telling me, it's, look, of course it's better to lane properly and to make it do it perfect.
Right.
But now you didn't do it perfect. So now what's your options now? Either you could embarrass him in order to get it perfect, get the best leaning possible.
Right.
Or you could look, Miyotze B'dieva, he says that it's not worth it. To get a perfect al-hakim, you don't embarrass a guy for a perfect al-hakim.
Right.
It's not worth it. It's a good argument. You know, you can't, the kiyumim are nice, but you have to know what it's up against.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, a story, I don't know if you guys heard the story, Rabbi quoted the name of Moshe. You may have heard it, but he says Moshe had this, in his shul, they davened like an 8:30 minyan on Shabbos. So they were missing Zman Kriya Shema. Or again, when the Kriya Shema got early, they missed it, so they pushed the minyan back like 10 minutes. They started at 8:20 to make Zman Kriya Shema. So then at the end of davening, this like old guy came up to him and they started complaining, how could you change the minyan? We've always been davening at 8:30. I've always come on time, and now I missed whatever. I all complained, you know. So Moshe said, you're right. And he changed it back to 8:30. So afterwards, someone went to him and said, he says, well, how do you do that? It's Kriya Shema is a deraisa. You know? So Moshe said, yeah, Shalom is also a deraisa. So I guess his thing was that, like, Yotze, he didn't mean that you're not Yotze Kriya Shema, because, like, you could always say Kriya Shema earlier. But it's better to do it if you do Kriya Shema with its bracha, its mitzvah, its tefillah, you know? But the held is that that Shalom is the theme of the Torah. To bring out Shalom, so it's not worth getting the best possible Hakim than cause Machlokas. So the idea is, like, I guess the point, the punchline is that Kiyumim are nice. It's always good. It's nice to be perfect and get every halacha kiyum possible you can get. But you can't forget about the themes of the Torah, of the Shalom, or here, you know, embarrassing a guy, or it doesn't legitimize having bad midah. It's not worth a bad midah in order to get the best kiyum. It's important, you know. It's important to know. As you know, we have this, you know. Yeah. So that makes sense. Valamana makes good sense, right? So what's the Ram doing? Why is the Ram saying you should crack them? Doesn't the Ram realize you're going to say and you're going to embarrass them?
Unless you're going to say evil.
So you could say that's easy right here. You have to say it's going to Ram. There's one way to say it. The Ram holds. Your Maya's market, which is right. It's difficult because it doesn't change the meaning, and it's Kriya Torah. You see, not reading the Torah. You see, Krishma, you're reading Krishma.
Right.
So you pronounce, and it's talking about Dikta goes Achas. It means if you said a Shvana and a Shvana. So, you know, it's you know, whatever word. Right, a good one. Vayasfu or Vayasifu. You're not Yotzei the laning.
Right.
If a guy does that wrong, I mean, according to that, no one, I mean, nowadays, they're almost never Yotzei laning, you know? I mean, it's just hard to believe. First of all, Ram doesn't say that. He doesn't say that. You could read it into Ram, it's just not true enough, so. And like Kriya Shema, that's not true, you know? So if he says that Ram is against everywhere to be perfect, why in Kriya Shema doesn't have to be perfect? And it's just, it's hard to say that you're not Yotzei laning if you have one little thing. I mean, a lot of Diktuk, I mean, a lot of, you know, perfections of the dikta. To say that it's actually the kuva.
You had to hear for Sanskrit.
Right.
That's what I'm
You're right. But I mean, how many people really doing like that, you know? I mean, you could say, look, back then everyone did, but it's hard, you know? I mean, look, Ram saying is, look, I mean, Ram is saying if it's not that Kriya, you have to correct it. But fine. But to say that it's the kuva, you're saying not Yotze Kriya Torah. Yotze Kriya Shema. And Krishna is Deoraisa, Kriya Deoraisa. Yeah, so I guess it's either you're going to have to show why the Ram holds it as Likuva, or you have to show why, even though it's not Likuva, still the Ram holds it, you should correct him and you don't worry about this embarrassing problem. Which either way is like somewhat, it seems somewhat difficult. I think the problem, here's the problem, there's two routes. One route is to say, again, Ram's Lodi Nayose, which you have to defend. But I don't really like that route. I could defend it, but I think it's hard. It's hard to say and you have to defend. But that's one way to go. Okay? It's one way to go, and you're not saying it's impossible, you can go that way. Another way to go is to say, no, he holds the order, he agrees that you're Yotze, but he holds anyway, still you should correct him. And then the question is, why? Okay? What about this embarrassing thing? See, then you're basically guessing. It's how you, now you just have to make stuff up. You say, oh, it's Ibor. I mean, you could say anything. I mean, you could say a lot of things. Like, what are you going on? And now it's like, Ram doesn't tell you why. So, just to start trying to make up something why the Ramam would do it and wouldn't be worried about, you know, and then you have to make up a reason, and then you get to Ramam and he doesn't hold by that reason. And, you know, it's like, it's a hard type of a thing to do because you don't have, what are you going on? Now, why is that with Ram Hall? Because just the first thing comes to mind, you know, like how do you give a svar here? How are you supposed to move? So what's the answer to that question? So how are you supposed to move? Right. So that's what I think is it's a good idea to look at the rest of the halacha, because that's probably a clue. And it's the only thing you have. You know? That's the only thing you have. You don't have anything. He doesn't tell you anything. He just tells you not to hear enough stuff. Right? Until he reads perfectly. So we do have the clue is that this halacha is part of another set of halachas. So there's four things in it, which are all seemingly unrelated. So there must be some sort of theme in this halacha, which relates to these things. And maybe if you understand what's going on in the halacha, maybe you could that could help uncover what's going on in you know, what the basis is. I'll just go over them again and leave the problem. So again, the four things, just to review them. The first thing is that you're not allowed to start laning until the guy finishes saying the bracha, until the tzibur finishes saying amen, until everyone finishes saying amen to the bracha. So the laner can't start laning until they finish amen. It could be, by the way, that's why we do that thing, amen. You know, like lengthy. So this way, by the time you finish his Amen, everyone in the Sibur already finished Amen, and then you start laning, you know? If you don't do that, if he just says Amen, so it could be you're going to say Amen. Some other guy, it's always a guy who says a long Amen, and you're going to start laning before the Sibur, you know? So it could be that's where that minute came from, you know? So fine. So that's the first thing, and I'll allow us to start until Amen. Second thing is you make a mistake, you correct it. Third thing is you can't have two laners simultaneously. And fourth thing is if a guy is laning and he gets silenced, so you have to go back to the beginning of the Aliyah. If the start, the new guy, the replacement, has to start at the beginning, and he leans on his bracha, the bracha of the first guy. I think in the Be'er Halacha, you look in the Be'er Halacha carefully, it's not in the sheet, but I think the Be'er Halacha there, I'm a supak about whether I'm holding Salon Isli Kovar or not. It's not clear. So, I mean, there are definitely two ways to go. It's not clear in the Ram. So, that's another route is to say it is Likuv and say that's Machlokas, and then you're going to have to explain the Svara, why does Ram say it's Makif? So, you could say that. I'm not saying you can't say that. But I think you can't just say that. You have to explain why that is and find that Machlokas, which is a route. It's definitely a way to go. So the other way is to say that it's not Makif, but Ram holds anyways. You should correct him, and then you have to figure out why. And then I think the only way to do that is to look at the context, unless you want to just be making something up. Yeah, and then we also have about the Kalba. Right, so what's the Machlokes? Once you explain the Rambam, then you have to figure out what the Balmanik does with the Rambam, the Machlokes is, and then what the Kalba is doing. Kalba holds that back in the day when the Balad and the Laner, got a lane, the Balad and the Aliyah guy lanes, then you had a corrector. But nowadays, if you have a Chazan, you don't.